No more, 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 no more.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 5:46, showers today, and a high of 50. Well, on a Southwest flight, coming out of Portland, Oregon, I believe it was, there was a lady on the flight who went in the bathroom, disabled the smoke detector because she had to smoke.
Right.
And you hear that warning all the time. I haven't seen her or heard of anybody doing this in a long time, but she went in and did it, and then she came back to her seat, and she got in trouble with the flight attendants, who knew she had been in there smoking, and they started talking to her, and she pretty much just went a little bananas. She was very upset, and here is the scene, and see if there's a certain point during the scene where if you were on the plane sitting there, because this is taken from like two rows away, this video, when you would feel just a little alarmed at what's going on here.
So where, was she in her seat or was she standing? Like
she was standing at her seat. Exactly standing okay. at her seat. She was standing up. You know how the bin is over your head and you're a little bent over? She's standing right there and she's talking about, I got a destination to go to. If you happen to land this plane now, I'm going to kill everybody on the plane.
Did it end with a guy stepping up and grabbing her by the throat and putting her in a chair?
The video ends with a guy stepping in front of the camera after the second time she says, okay. I'm going to kill her. There's two stewardesses, flight attendants standing in front of her, two female flight attendants. And he stands up, goes forward, and then the video stops. So apparently this guy got up and maybe made her sit down, maybe tried to control the situation a little bit.
Let me ask you this question, and I know you're no attorney, but if that's going on and she's screaming, mm-hmm. I will kill everybody on this plane, and she says it more than once, and I knock her out and duct tape her to the seat.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that.
But she's threatening me. She's threatening me if I'm on the plane with my family, and she's threatening everybody else. What's to say she's not going to lunge for the door and try to open that thing mid-flight? You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, at that point, I'm not saying, even if you choke her out. Mm-hmm. Or something to subdue her and then duct tape her to a chair. Because at that point, she's saying, I will kill every mother on this plane.
Right, but she doesn't have a knife. She doesn't have a gun. She doesn't have anything. She's going to, what is she doing? She's standing nuts. There getting pissed off. So then isn't there a step between choking her out or knocking her out?
No.
Isn't there one step in between where you walk up and you go, you better sit down.
I don't think there is.
You're getting out of hand. And then maybe forcibly push her in her seat. And then if she starts going crazy, then you got to sit on her, hold her down, and tape her down.
Maybe. It's just like one of those quick shots. It's not like a full-blown, full-arm blast all the way back.
Half a punch?
Yeah, you know those quick shots, right? Make people just kind of cross their eyes a little bit?
Snaps her head around a little bit.
And then you just put her in a seat, and you stay there. And maybe you duct tape her if she actually goes unconscious. That's all I'm saying.
I think they would charge you with assault. I really
Why, though? Because she's threatening everybody on that plane.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to protect myself.
Is it an
immediate
threat or is it just crazy words?
It doesn't mean she can't lunge for the,
we're no expert, but.
She wants to kill everybody. What if she tries to open up the door mid-flight? Next thing you know, everybody. Yes, you can.
You can just pop it open?
Next thing, it's happened. Yeah.
When?
It happened.
I don't remember anybody opening that door. I'm pretty sure you can't unless it's landed.
Why do they get all these people? How many times have we read stories where he lunged for the door?
Because people are stupid and don't realize you can't open the door.
I don't necessarily agree with you on that one.
Huh?
I think if a plane's going down and people want to maybe not commercial airliners, but people want to jump with a parachute, whatever it is. I don't know. All I know is, am I within my rights to knock her out?
Yeah.
I think I should be. Let's just say
I think on a plane, it's even more severe than if you were on the ground. She was threatening you, knocked her out. I think people would be like, that's pretty good. On a plane, everything seems to be a little more upgraded.
Right, but let's just say this. That's going on. They play the audio for that. I'm on trial now for assault.
Right.
They play that audio on that plane. Who's convicting me?
Right.
I swear if the lands, I will kill everybody on this
Right there. It's just one of those where you don't knock her nose all the way into her brain, but just close enough where she starts seeing birds for a little bit.
Now sit down.
Yeah.
And relax. I guess in a plane, it is a different environment. Maybe you should be able to do that. Yes.
Night-night, princess.
Sit down and shut up.
Thank you, Chris Christie.
It's 550. Well, I'll see you, what you guys think next. 631-955-WBAB. Here's Ted.
So far, so good on the roads. No major issues or problems here. A little bit more traffic starting to build in Nassau County westbound.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 556. We were just talking about the lady on the Southwest flight who was a little out of control, yelling how she's going to kill everybody on the plane.
I will kill everybody on this plane.
Man. Well, when she gets like that, I mean, what are you going to do in that situation? They're already in the air.
By the way, that's because she couldn't smoke.
Yeah, well, but she actually did. She took out the detector and everything. I don't know why she's so nuts, even after she, because that's how they knew she was up to no good, and she went just nuts.
Oh, it's Mel Gibson's daughter.
Yeah, it must be.
Ah, now it makes sense.
Yeah, she went a little lazy. So, you know, at what point are you allowed, like, that's very threatening. Twice she said, I'm going to kill everybody on the plane. What are we allowed to do? Ronnie Dogg is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Roger. It's Ronnie Dogg.
Hey, Ronnie. How are you, buddy?
And if I was on that plane with that lady threatening to kill everybody, she's got two things against her. Number one, I'm from the Bronx. Number two, I'm a veteran with PTSD. I'd have knocked her ass out.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
I love it.
And there's nothing nobody could do about it because, like JP said, man, she's threatening everybody on that plane. She threatened my life.
And you know judo, don't you, Ronnie?
Yeah.
Or karate?
Or jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu. Yeah, whatever. You just karate chop her right in the throat.
I like your attitude. I hope you're on my flight.
I'd love to knock our ass out.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Have a good day, guys.
I'm with that guy.
Ronnie Dogg. Mm. Yep. A lot of people wouldn't put up with it, but I think you got to, I mean, she's just saying words so far. You got to sit her down. If she just starts coming at you, then it's all over. Then it's, as Ronnie said, one to the throat.
Not even it. No, as minute as you start saying, I'm going to kill everybody on this plane, you got to go out. You got to go.
Yeah, you're already in the air. That's some scary stuff. Right. You don't know how people are going to react, but you
gotta
go it's not going to be good.
You got to go night-night. I'm sorry.
It's 5:58.
For the remainder of the flight.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock with Roger and JP. 02, if you're just waking up, or we're talking about the woman who was on a Southwest flight, out west, I believe out of Portland, Oregon, who went and took down the smoke detector in the bathroom, smoked, and then when she was approached by the flight attendants, went a little crazy, threatened to kill everybody on the flight. Not a not a nice scene when you're on the plane itself. If you hear this sound of the woman saying this.
On this plane, I will kill everybody on this plane.
I will kill everybody. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Attacking her is something we have been talking about if you're just waking up and how you put her in her place. Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Good morning. Why am I envisioning the scene in the airplane? Everybody's lined up in the hall smacking her in the
right.
Face.
That'd
be
somebody's
great.
On the pipe. Somebody,
yeah, and you get further down the line, they got torches.
Right. That's a pretty good scene.
Nice.
Have a good one.
Gets one person after another just gets worse and
that's
worse.
What happens. That's what happens. She's on a flight with a softball team. Somebody reaches in, grabs their aluminum bat.
Airplane, very forward thinking. It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. Two point three WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 607, showers and 50. If you just your alarm just went off or something, we're talking about the woman on the Southwest flight out in Portland, Oregon, who was on the plane and broke the smoke detector, smoked in the bathroom, and then when she was approached by the flight attendants, went a little crazy. Here she is being nuts.
I swear, if
lands,
I will kill everybody on this plane. I will kill everybody on this.
What do you do when you see that two rows away from you as the video is taken? You know, I know on the second one, I definitely am getting up and helping push her into the seat or whatever has to be done to restrain her. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
My motto is, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
There you go.
I'm on that flight. It's nighty-night, rabbit.
Nighty-night, sweet rabbit.
That's it, man.
That's awesome.
For her.
Hey, thanks.
You guys have a great day.
Be right. Hello, B.A.B.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We were on a, my family and I were on a flight to Puerto Rico this summer, and my husband was sitting next to this guy who was a little crazy. He kept telling my husband, the plane's going down, the plane is going down.
Oh, boy.
Everyone's going to die. I'm going to be saved. I'm going to be saved. Kept getting up, going to the bathroom. We were still on the tarmac at JFK. The flight attendants were like, dude, once we take off, you could use the bathroom, relax, do what you got to do. He got up and charged the cockpit. And now our flight is full. Going to Puerto Rico at 10 o'clock at night. You see all these big guys getting up on our plane, and they start going towards them. Flight attendants take them down. They walk them back to the seat, which is right next to us. We had to go back to the gate, and the New York City police took them off the plane and arrested them right there.
And I'm sure they took them to the precinct all nice and gentle-like.
I'm sure. So the flight attendants come back to us, and she told us that he was arrested. It's a federal offense. Door.
Beautiful.
And so she's like, thank you so much for trying to keep him calm. We were like, hey, can we get some free flights?
Right.
Yeah. $25 in Delta credit.
How about a free little bottle of booze? Drinks for everybody. Something. Something to calm the nerves.
Hey, good story. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right.
I never asked you, though, with this chick on the plane, did they arrest her? What did they do to her?
I'm assuming
they arrested her, right?
I assume they did because, I mean, making threats on a, even verbal threats on a flight.
Right.
They did. She's in jail.
And then they asked her, like, you remember this woman saying, I'm going to kill everybody on the flight. Listen to this. They're talking to her after the fact. Listen, it's not even the same woman you're talking to. Listen to this.
This is from jail, so they're on the phones, you know, the other side of the glass.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Why did you decide to try to smoke in the bathroom? That's what they're saying that you were doing. Why did you try to smoke in the bathroom?
Anxiety.
You were saying some pretty threatening things, like you were going to kill everybody on the plane.
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
I don't know. It was not me.
Are you sure?
So she's having maybe a mental episode. What do you call those? Okay. Psychotic episode, maybe?
Yeah.
It was not me.
Okay.
You're right, Ted.
That reminds me of the story a few weeks ago that came out where President Trump supposedly denied that he was the voice on the tape that grabbed him by the pee. I'm pretty sure it was.
Right. Right.
6-11. Showers today at a high of 50. And here's Ted.
And right now on the Southern State westbound, we have a serious accident as you make your way into exit 38.